This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
So you're saying with Hilton Honors, I can use points for a free night stay anywhere?
Anywhere.
What about fancy places like the Canopy in Paris?
Yeah, Hilton Honors, baby.
Or relaxing sanctuaries like the Conrad in Tulum?
Hilton Honors, baby.
Ooh, what about the 5-star Waldorf Astoria in the Maldives?
Are you going to do this for all 7,000 hotels and resorts?
When you want points that can take you anywhere, it matters where you stay. Hilton for the stay.
Brought to you by Gilead, The Psychic Source, TrueCar, and Vitalife.
3, 2, 1. From Los Angeles,
it's the PHP,
the Perez Hilton
Podcast,
with my man,
Chris Booker, it's Booker, baby,
and the one and only world famous Perez,
baby, Perez Hilton,
it's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP, a Booker. He is Perez. How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. I had my procedure last week with Dr. Baubach at Alvi Armani, and I'm healing nicely. So I'm just staying indoors, chilling, and also making sure that I'm working and but resting as much as possible for the swelling to go down. But my doctor asked me not to post any photo or video until I don't look as frightening as I did right after the surgery.
Perez sent me a picture, everybody, and it's, let me describe it at least. The way I described it to him was, it looked like his head had caught on fire, and then some people took some needles and poked his head with it. But he assured me that it's not that bad. It feels okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a nose job that women get when they're done. Their face looks a wreck for a while, and it takes a bit before it looks good or even presentable. Right. It really was not painful at all. Getting a root canal or something like that has been more painful and awful to me. Mm-hmm. They really pump you up with like the let me relax you fluids. I don't know what they call it. I'm not even joking. This is what the doctor said. I'm going to put the Alvi Armani wine in you now.
Amazing.
So I was in the best mood all day.
Of course you were.
I even watched a movie, A Quiet Place.
Oh, how was that? I saw that won a SAG award last night.
I didn't like it as much as Bird Box, and I didn't like Bird Box as much as I would have if it had a different ending, which discussed that already. It wasn't bad. I was expecting more, because after I saw Bird Box, everybody was saying, oh, A Quiet Place is better, but I didn't think it was. So anyways, that's done, and I don't really have much of anything else to report, because I've just been laying low at home, doing nothing, sleeping upright. That's another thing I have to do. I've been staying at my mom's, which is kind of nice, because we get to spend more bonding time. So I'm at the daytime with my kids, then at nighttime I go over to my mom's house, and I chill next to her. She has 3 recliners. So it's easy to sleep upright in one of her recliners. And we just talk, and I let her watch whatever she wants. But enough about me. How are you? How was your week?
My weekend was pretty good. I watched a couple shows. I finally caught up with Black Panther. I watched that, which I didn't really think was that good. I thought it was just okay. I love seeing all the black faces. That was really refreshing.
I love that you watched it like a year later.
Yeah, a year later, I finally got around to it. But I didn't really think it was going to be that great, and it really wasn't that great to me. It was a lot of hype, but it was nominated, and I've been trying to watch all the nominated films.
Well, I got to say, I watched it, and I really enjoyed it.
No, you said you really liked it.
It wasn't my favorite Marvel movie of all time. Did you watch Rent live?
I didn't. I've seen Rent, I think, 3 or 4 times, and I never really loved it. It was just one of those, like, people
came
to town, my mom came to town.
What?
I never loved Rent. In the moment, I guess I did, but it's not something that I'd want to see on TV.
Oh, it is one of my top 5 musicals of all time. I saw the original cast of Rent.
As did I.
Six times, probably.
You know what it is? I've just seen it. And I'm just kind of done with it. That's all. It wasn't something that I wanted to revisit.
But the music is so good. I watched it like I watched everything online. So I watched the clips of everything. And it was very well staged and very well shot. I really enjoyed that. Mm. Some of the casting and some of the performances.
gotcha.
But let me tell y'all, it's worth watching just for Vanessa Hudgens. She is electric. She made that for me. Plus, also, I'm so emo, and seeing the original cast get back together, I loved it. So much more to get to. I've spoken about HIV prevention a lot, and I'm so thankful that Gilead is a new sponsor of our podcast, and they have something very important to tell you guys.
Ooh, healthy sex is great sex. Before you get busy, get your health on. Know your status and prevention options. Mm-hmm. Healthy and sexual belong together. Find out how at healthysexuals.com.
All right. I love that I'm leading with this because I like random topics of conversation. You probably didn't hear about this because you're not as plugged in as me, but Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband, got into a car accident in the UK. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
And he was driving. He loves to drive. And he's 97 years old.
You're kidding me. They're letting him drive at 97 still.
Should there be a legal cutoff age that you're not allowed to drive anymore? What age should that be?
Well, I don't know if it's an age, but I think after the age of, let's say, 85, you have to do yearly tests.
Yearly, okay.
No matter what, you have to go in and you have to take the test. And I know it's a pain in the ass, but sorry. You start to lose some of your senses and the things behind the wheel that you need after 80, 85 years old. You can still be sharp as a tack and you still may be able to drive, but 97, wow.
I mean, hello, he's also prince, not the king, but married to the queen. Why is he even driving himself?
Maybe he just likes to drive.
Yeah, I get it.
I love to drive myself.
I get it, but you're 97 years old and you injured a woman. Not severely. Thankfully, nobody was really hurt, but still, ay, ay, ay. That is crazy. I'm really excited. Also, a teaser coming up later on. We'll talk The Bachelor, but I've also got a lot of Bachelor news to tell you. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Now let's start off with some rocky stuff, some difficult things to address, but I think important ones. I don't know for sure what happened with Chris Brown in Paris. The very latest is that he may not have committed what this woman accused him of, which is rape. But let's table that for a minute, okay? Guilty or not, over the course of the last 10 years, multiple women have alleged abuse against Chris Brown. Not just Rihanna, which is not alleged. We know that happened. And because of the Rihanna incident, I would say it's very fair to call him an abuser and an abusive man. I mean, just last year, I believe there was a story about the women at his house and being drugged and all that. This woman in Paris didn't claim she was drugged. She said she was raped, blah, blah, blah. Let me just assume he's completely innocent here. You know how he responded? Well, first, he's suing her for defamation. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. But Chris Brown is selling merch saying bitch lying. He's in my mind, trivializing and making fun of a very serious thing and profiting off of this accusation against him. That, to me, is disgusting.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
I'm gonna say he's innocent here and falsely accused, but you do not respond like that. Oh my God.
I do agree with you on this one.
I'm going to go so far.
That's sickening.
Yeah, I'm going to go so far as to say Chris Brown isn't just an abuser. He's a fucking moron. God. Listen, like a lot of abusers and people that are fucked up, mm-hmm. he had a difficult childhood. But you mm-hmm. can't use that as a crutch to be a fucking moron and an abuser yourself your whole life, just like R. Kelly.
This guy's taken court-ordered sensitivity classes for anger management. The guy should know better by now. It's not that you can't blame your past forever. At some point, you have been told he has. He has faced the repercussions of the law, the fullest extent of the law. And yet, he still is tone deaf.
And to make things even wilder, somebody who also, I would say, and I don't mean this as an insult, it's not, it's just a fact, not very well educated, Justin Bieber, he got famous real young. For some reason, Justin Bieber felt compelled, after all of the Chris Brown drama happened, to interject himself in the story. He left a comment on one of Chris Brown's posts, after all of the Paris drama, and he said to Chris Brown, Justin Bieber, quote, "No one can touch you. You're the GOAT." And if you're not up with the kids' lingo, GOAT means greatest of all time. I just have one question. Why?
Yeah.
Why would Justin Bieber do it? What? Why? And why then? And what? And he's, first of all, he's not. And secondly, why? Why? I don't get it.
There's no answer to that question.
Can you try to think of one?
I'm with you. What do you possibly get out of publicly posting that? If he's your friend, text him. I don't get why you're throwing this out into the world. It just doesn't make sense.
Some people are just dumb, and that's not a cruel thing. It's just true.
Some people just lack common sense.
All right. I know our listeners, a lot of them go to weddings and there's wedding drama. Mm-hmm. Selena Gomez recently threw one of her best friends a bridal party, okay. a shower. According to what I've read, that girl also invited Justin Bieber to her wedding. Do you think that girl asked Selena before inviting Bieber to the wedding? Should she have asked Selena to invite her to the wedding? Is it bad to have even invited him or asked? Like, there's so many questions that race through my head. What is the etiquette? What is proper protocol?
I don't think there's any etiquette here. If it has to do with the bride or the groom, if there's some sort of connection with the bride and the groom, then okay, you don't ask that person. But it sounds like this girl has her own relationship, friendship with Justin Bieber and wants him to be a part of her wedding, and that's it. Now, should she tell her friend? Sure. She should say, look, I'm going to invite Justin. Obviously, I've maintained my friendship with him, and I'm sure Selena said, okay.
I guess. I mean, but if Selena's straight up throwing this girl a bridal shower.
See, you're making a big deal out of it because they're famous. It probably happens all of the time in anybody's wedding where someone in the party is still friends with an ex, and that person comes. There's always those weird, uncomfortable moments at weddings. I know I've been at weddings before where girls that I used to date are now there with somebody else and I'm with a new person. And it is kind of awkward and weird, especially if you're seated close to that person. But I don't think it's weird at all. I think you're adding some value to it because these are famous people. These are just their friends. That's all that it is.
Speaking of Bieber's own wedding, he has postponed that indefinitely. I mean, he already got married legally, but he wanted to have a big wedding and a reception and to do. Mm-hmm. But he was not giving his guests that much time, and he didn't get enough RSVPs. Because, you know, when you're a big star like Justin Bieber, you think everybody's going to drop everything at the drop of a hat just to go to your wedding.
People have lives. They have to plan their vacation.
Yeah, especially because he was inviting a lot of celebrities to his wedding, which... Yeah, I mean, I probably would have still gone if I was invited, but you're already married. It takes away the whole specialness of it, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyways, from Chris Brown with a slight detour to Justin Bieber to another difficult thing, I continue to see it, and I've said it before, this observation of so many people refusing to even accept the possibility that Michael Jackson could have sexually molested young boys. Mm-hmm. That movie, the documentary, premiered at Sundance, and a lot of startling claims were made in it. They're so specific, the things that the guys said, like the secret rooms that were at Neverland, and the way that he would almost like booby trap it to prevent people from coming to him. Couldn't you interview people, or wasn't construction done to hide that after his death, or all these things? Like, I have so many other questions. And I mean, I just want the truth. But you know what? Some people, from what I've seen, don't even care about the truth because they just say he's dead. Let him rest in peace. But my argument is, well, speaking out and doing this could bring healing to the people that are alive that claim to be his victims. Shouldn't we support those alive?
We should support them, but Michael isn't here to defend himself. You have to understand that. Who's to sit there and say, well, on Michael's side, well, he's full of it. There is no one. I'm not saying that I don't believe them, but I just don't get why society, they pick and choose the times they're going to be outraged. It's hilarious. Like, now they care. Well, there's a documentary.
No,
now
I mean, I think people cared for, there was a trial and everything. There were several trials. And
a lot of people were paid off.
Yeah.
Look, if you want to be upset at Michael Jackson, be upset. You know, making allegations now when the guy is dead just kind of seems pointless to me.
Well, I explained, I would think for the victim, the alleged victims, it could be healing.
How is it healing?
Getting their story out there.
Go to therapy and deal with this on your own. The public doesn't need to know what happened to you. I don't need to know your plight in life, and deal with it on your own. Everybody else's life doesn't belong to everybody. I don't understand, like, why does it have to be a thing for everybody?
If we listened to that school of thought that you just espoused, then the whole surviving R. Kelly documentary would have never been made, and everything that happened as a result wouldn't have happened.
And as you've heard me say on this show, I don't know what happened. That is one person's point of view.
No. That's multiple
women. Okay, multiple people's different point of views, but one person who made it is my point. That's their point of view. That's their agenda. He hasn't been charged, and I've said it before. I'm not taking up for R. Kelly, but I am taking up for the Constitution. I think that you're innocent until proven guilty, until someone shows up with the handcuffs and says, yeah, you did this, 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 and this, then I'm not going to sit there and throw somebody under the bus. It's not fair.
Well, he is being investigated, all right? Hmm. But Michael Jackson's family is not taking this lying down. The estate of Michael Jackson, of course, has begun a smear campaign against the accusers. And I would like to remind everybody that this documentary only highlights two accusers, but Michael Jackson has been accused by far more than just two men, okay? One of Michael's nephews has started a GoFundMe page to try and raise money to create a different documentary or docuseries to validate or make sure everybody knows that he's innocent. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that, GoFundMe. One more thing about accusers, and then we'll move on to a different topic. Bryan Singer has been accused, well, last week especially, there was an expose about a lot of the rumors of him throughout the years. But in this one piece, he was accused by multiple men of having sexual relations with them when they were underage. And he is still attached to direct this big budget movie that's coming up, a remake of Red Sonja. And the producer, this guy named Avi Lerner, basically said what you said, you know, innocent until proven guilty, and has said that he is standing by Bryan Singer and will continue to employ him to direct this upcoming movie. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, actor Anthony Rapp, who is an amazing actor in his own right. He was on Rent Live Sunday night. He's one of the originals from Rent, and he's in the new Star Trek show. He says that he's going to put on blast any actor that works with Bryan Singer in this movie.
Does he have some sort of personal experience with Bryan Singer?
Well, he claims that he's heard from his friends and he knows.
Oh, he's
things.
Heard.
Yeah, okay. He didn't know. He does not have any personal experience with Bryan Singer, just with Kevin Spacey. Anyways, do I have a question about that, or do you have any thoughts about that?
You just heard my thoughts.
Yeah. Well, I think personally, if I was that producer, wouldn't hire Bryan Singer. I mean, he was just fired from the Bohemian Rhapsody film for ghosting and being difficult to work with. But part of me likes that the producer is still hiring him. And I think Bryan Singer may go ahead and cast Kevin Spacey in the movie. It would kind of be appropriate. All right. Well, you know, if life is a little bit too much for you and all of these stories of accusation are just stressing you out, Vitalife, it will help you in every single way. If you haven't tried it yet, Vitalife has all of the benefits of CBD without the high. And guess what? If you live in a state where marijuana is not legal yet, medicinally or recreationally, this is legal nationwide. Marijuana and Vitalife, two different things though, as I said, but the CBD in Vitalife will help you with pain management, with stress, with anxiety, and it'll even help you get a better night's sleep. In fact, I even gave my mom some of my Vitalife recently, and she has found it very beneficial. And the best part is, for a limited time, the PHP listeners get $25 off your first order by visiting tryvitalife.com/Perez. That's tryvitalife.com/Perez for $25 off your first order. Huge savings. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. All right. We've moved on from accusers, but there's still some difficult conversations to be had.
We're a big bummer today. You realize that?
Well, it's what's been getting people talking.
I'm just pointing it out. I'm not critiquing you for just bringing the bum. I'm just saying that it's just kind of a bummer thus far.
Well, I'm thankful. Hello, it's 2019. I haven't mentioned a damn Kardashian yet.
Okay, good point.
Okay.
I will, by the way. I'm going to. I have something to bring up.
Oh, bring it up now so I don't forget.
I finished Fire.
The Fire Festival. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, the documentary on the Fire Festival. And they had...
Kendall.
Thank you. What's her skinny? It's a great, great watch, this Fire show. This guy, this Billy, what a dick.
Which one of the two did you watch? The Netflix one or the Hulu one?
The Netflix. Okay. I didn't realize there's two, huh?
Yeah.
So I watched the Netflix
one. Are you going to watch the Hulu one?
No, I've seen enough. I got it. I mean, they swindled everyone. This guy is
currently in jail.
He should be in jail for much longer than he is. I believe he got 6 or 7 years, and he's in a federal daycare center, basically. He should be in Rikers, and he should be somebody's girlfriend unwillingly, because this guy is just such a piece of shit. What he did to the people. Listen, to the people that bought the tickets and... boo-hoo. I'm sorry, but I don't feel that badly for them. I know that they were swindled, but come on, you didn't see this coming. I feel badly for the people of the island that they enlisted to work and put this shit show together that didn't even happen, but they did months of work for free, and these people don't have any money to begin with.
Oh, I think the other one highlighted the story of this one woman particularly who apparently lost her life savings.
No, it was this one.
Oh, it was it that was
this,
one.
This lady.
The caterer and, or something?
Yeah. This is the person that you really feel so badly for.
Well, they raised a lot of money for her.
They did, and I found that out after, which thank God that Kellen told me that before I went to bed last night, because I was so angry. I watched it last night and I felt so badly for this one woman who had to go into her savings. She had 50 grand left. She took the money that she had and she paid all of these people because it's the right thing to do. She was just the boss. She was just swindled. But I guess there was a GoFundMe and they raised even more than she had spent out. So I at least slept better knowing that last night. But this guy, what a piece of shit he is. It's a fun one. watch, though. Very well done documentary. There was one guy, Perez, that he worked on the production crew, and they sent him to customs.
Oh, yeah, the blowjob guy?
Yeah, they were holding water. And the only way they would release it, this Billy guy calls him and says, listen, you got to go down to customs, and you need to blow this guy just to get our water released. And this guy was like, I'll do it. I guess I'm going to have to take one for the team. It was a crazy watch.
How long was it?
I would say an hour 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's quick. It goes very quick, and it's because it's really compelling. They don't lose you at any point. It's really a fun watch. And watching this guy just swindle people is really fascinating.
I watched Carmen Sandiego on Netflix.
I don't know what that is.
It's a new cartoon based on the 90s TV show with Gina Rodriguez. Nice segue. Gina Rodriguez is the voice of Carmen Sandiego. And she plays this criminal, this crook. But in the original, Carmen was a bad thief. In this one, she's kind of more like a Robin Hood character, a good thief. Mm-hmm. So now my daughter's like, I'm a thief. Oh my God. No, I have to spend so much time explaining how you never take anything that's not yours. This is just a TV show. Right. They loved it. But speaking of Gina Rodriguez, who's the voice of Carmen Sandiego in that, I want to tread carefully because we should tread carefully, but we should also not be afraid to speak up in difficult conversations. And it saddens me to hear from the comments I've seen some Black Americans saying, if you're not Black, you should not speak or have an opinion on Black issues. That's mm-hmm. like saying, if you're not a heterosexual, you should not have an opinion on issues with heterosexual people. Or if you're not a parent, you shouldn't have an opinion about parenting. I disagree right. with that. So I'm going to share my opinions. Gina Rodriguez has, by many people, she's the star of Jane the Virgin and also the voice of Carmen Sandiego. She's been labeled anti-Black and by others as well as racist. For many reasons, and it's so long, but I'll try to be concise. I will say that there may have been instances where she could have articulated herself better, but then I know I could many times. Mm-hmm. And I'm also going to just say she was probably ignorant a lot. I don't think personally her statements were malicious, but a lot of people are claiming she's trying to erase Black women and all these things. There were a few incidents that happened. One, an interviewer was interviewing her and a co-star in an animated film that she was in, Yara Shahidi, who is in Blackish. And the interviewer said how Yara is such an inspiration for young Black women. And then Gina said, oh, for all women. And people got upset about that. But in my mind, she was elevating Yara. She was praising her and also maybe even shaming everybody that, you know, if she's not inspiring to you, she should be inspiring to you. That was my takeaway.
Yeah.
But no.
And maybe I'm missing something, but I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't know how you could see it another way. Maybe I'm missing something.
Oh, trust me. A lot of people saw it the other way.
I don't get the other way. What's the other
way? It was not her place to speak up on that. She, you know.
To say that a woman is inspiring to all women? Her place to say what? Because she's Black? Can't people just be people? People talking about other people? Why do we have to assign color to everyone? I get it in certain instances, yes, but not this one. This sounds like a girl trying to lift up another girl. Another human trying to lift up another human. How about that?
There's that. There's also a time when she said, congrats. Something about the movie Black Panther came out, and she called out DC and Marvel for their lack of Latino representation. And then a lot of people were taking her to task because some of the Marvel films and TV shows have Latina representation. But having said that, just because she said that, that doesn't negate the Latina representation in those films. I think she just wants more. And I think that's very valid.
She wasn't being anti-Black in that statement. She was being pro-Latina. She was saying, you know, I'd like to see more brown faces in some of these movies as well.
Some people saw that as anti-black, and it's just sad because to me, being pro-Latina and asking for more Latina representation, it's such an old school, and I hate to say this, but a lot of white people think, oh, that means less white or less black representation if you're asking for more Latina representation.
Right. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't mean that. And then there was another time where she was on a round table with Ellen Pompeo and some other actors, and Ellen, white, and the highest earning actress on television, was the first to bring up the pay issue. She was proudly discussing how much she fought for and got, Ellen Pompeo. And then Gina Rodriguez was talking about, you know, how white actresses or how white, I don't even think she used the word actress, because I think she was speaking more generally how in America white women are paid more than black women and black women are paid more than Latina women, which I think is factually correct.
Probably factual, sure.
But people were upset about that too, saying false equivalency and this and that. And why even bring it up? Because that's a problem that only white people can fix. And they were just tearing her down. So then now she's got a new project coming out, and she was doing an interview, and she sat down with Sway at SiriusXM, and he asked her about it, of course. Black radio host. Black, probably large audience that listens to him. And she got very emotional and started crying when she was talking about being labeled anti-black and being labeled racist. And then that made people upset at her yet again, saying crocodile tears and, oh, she's trying to paint herself out to be the victim. And it made me so sad. Because as I've said so many times, and actually I discovered a new word. The new word that a lot of black people have educated me on is microaggression. Not only is she anti-black and not only is she racist for a lot of people, but her microaggression is harmful, they claim. And you know what? Intention is everything. This is a woman of color herself. And yes, listen, I am not an idiot. As a Latina myself, I am very well aware that racism and colorism is alive and an awful, insidious thing in the Latino community. But intention is everything. And listen, I'm not black, so my opinion is just an opinion. It doesn't make it fact. As an outsider having an opinion on everything, because that's my job, I don't think her statements had negative, ill, harmful intentions, or aggressive, or passive aggressive, or racist, or whatever. But a lot of people have disagreed with me. I went viral again when I posted that clip. I posted that clip and I said I was almost afraid to talk about it, but you know what? I'm going to anyways. And it sucks that I live in a world where I'm afraid to talk about it, because by even talking about it, I too am going to be labeled as racist and anti-black. And guess what? I was.
There are people that sit out there all day, Perez, and they just look for things to glom onto, because that's how fucking bored they are with their own lives. They're going to sit there and judge other people that they don't know, never met in their entire life, and call them a name. Calling someone a racist, that's a pretty strong word to call someone that you've never met in your life. And I find it unnecessary, and I find it laughable that people do it all day long, but it's online. So I sleep fine knowing that, because most people are dumb. The older I get, the more I realize everybody's ridiculously dumb.
Not everybody said racist. A lot of people said anti-black, and they're similar, but they're not the same thing.
Oh, whatever. Go get a job is what I say to all those people. Go get a goddamn job and get some real things to worry about. Sitting there worrying about what some actress thinks. Actors are all wacky. All of them. All of the good ones. They're all nuts. They're all self-consumed. They think the world revolves around them. They're crazy, but they're fun to watch. They're fun to listen to. Take their words and go, that's pretty wacky. And leave it there. Don't worry about it. But everybody has to get themselves involved, because everybody needs to feel like they're a part of the pile-on. And it's laughable. It's
laughable. Well, I wouldn't go so far. I do think that these conversations are good and healthy and important.
On the right platform, I think they're important. Not online. I don't think that these are conversations online. These are people that are just, it's more of what I always say. It's this feigned concern. Oh, I'm so concerned of where society Brady's going, I'm going to go get in front of my keyboard and tell everybody that they're racist assholes and I have the answer to everything. Everybody wants to feel right. They're not right. They're just another asshole with a computer in front of them. That's what people are. Everybody should just worry about their own lives. Practice what you think the world should be on your own time. I'm so tired of people telling everybody what their words meant. Well, that's how it made me feel. Oh, we're so soft. We're just a soft people. Oh, I can't handle these words. Oh, fucking grow a pair, America. Grow a fucking pair. Everyone's so soft and dainty.
Yeah,
God damn. I'm
a fan of conversation, though, but I'm also a fan of, like I said, perspective and trying to be objective and see, you know, is this person really my enemy or not? Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to speak on something that's similar, but the total opposite that might get a lot of people heated as well. And on both of these topics, if you are in any of these groups, if you are a Latina, if you're a Black listener, if you are anybody, actually, I'd love to hear it. Your thoughts. As always, call us 800-721-1185. And while you're dialing us, when you're done, you guys should give a ring to the Psychic Source. I'm not even joking. Do podcasts want even listen to us? I want some free minutes so that I can have my mom call, because my mom will be obsessed with the Psychic
You're
Source.
Never going to get your mom off the phone. She's going to be on the phone with these people 24 hours a day.
My mom believes in I believe in psychics too. I've said this before. I think that I have a lot of intuitiveness. I could be a psychic if I honed that ability, but I'm not joking. Don't laugh at me.
No, most narcissists think that, but go ahead.
Well, the people that work at the Psychic Source are next level. I have called them once before and they blew my mind. I was a guest on Spencer and Heidi's podcast and they got somebody on the phone live. They blew my mind. Try them out. I'm going to give you a special offer, okay? The Psychic Source, you can reach them at 800-377-3188, or you can sign up online at psychicsource.com. It'll be just 83 cents a minute. Your first 3 minutes are absolutely free, okay? And here, listen, not happy? They'll refund you, and you can keep the guide. Just make sure you mention promo code Hilton to get the super discounted rate of only 83 cents a minute. Call 800-377-3188 or sign up online at psychicsource.com. All right, so that Gina Rodriguez thing almost parallels, but in a polar opposite way, something that Nick Cannon said. Did you read Nick Cannon's statements about Travis Scott?
About the Super Bowl, about him playing and he doesn't want him to play, yeah.
But not just that. Oh, no. He also, I think, took a low blow and straight up criticized him for having a child with a white woman. Let me read all of the comments, okay? Quote, I'm team Kaepernick all day. To me, I call it cultural equity. So we're not mad at Big Boy for being on the Super Bowl. He's for the people, parentheses, Black people. But someone like Travis Scott, he got to walk gingerly, says Nick Cannon. He continues, it's more about truly having integrity to who you are in your music, your art form, the people you choose to interact with, the people you choose to procreate with. That decision wasn't for the culture. There's so much about this that's mind-blowing. First, I don't really understand why Big Boy gets – I mean, I guess Big Boy gets a pass because he didn't have a baby with a white woman, but Travis Scott doesn't get a pass because he had a baby with a white woman, and having a baby with a white woman isn't good for Black people. Hello, it should also be noted that Mariah is biracial herself, and Nick Cannon had babies with a biracial woman. As a white person who's also Latina, I view – and then some people are going to laugh at me because some Black – people, some people of color, some even white people say, this is a real thing. You can't be racist towards white people. Some people say that, but I think this statement from Nick Cannon is racist towards white people. or maybe racist isn't the word, but just hateful.
It's not pro people.
Yeah. I mean, Gina Rodriguez was trending for 2 days. This Nick Cannon thing, and I feel like Nick Cannon's having a hot moment. He's got his MTV show, Wild and Out. He's the host of The Masked Singer, which you finally watched and you told me you enjoyed.
I did.
People care about him. For some reason, this story was not trending. He was not trending for 2 days. Yeah. And what he said, I think, was bad.
Nick Cannon says a bunch of things all of the time. You just put him in that bucket of people that's all of the time filling that bucket with nonsense. It's like Kanye. At some point, you just stop paying attention to the nonsense that Kanye says. Nick Cannon, when I hear it, I think I got to the first two lines of the story and I was like, I don't care.
Why do they care? Yeah, why do they care so much about her?
I don't think that they do either. I think once again, she adds fuel to the fire by going on someone's show and crying about it. I don't think it was a story that the mainstream gave a flying F about. And I think the fact that she kept feeding that fire, it sort of erupted into something that it wasn't.
Well, one of the other things I observed, and it truly made my heart heavy, and I'm not saying a number, I'm not saying most or the majority or anything, but I saw a lot of anti-Latino sentiment from Black people on social media, because so many Black people, if you're not Black, you're white. Even if you're Latino, even if you're brown-skinned Latino, they view you as white. They view you as non-Black. And
by they, you mean the dumbasses online.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't want to call them dumbasses. That's their...
I do. I want to call them all dumbasses. When you say they, the they that I hear you speaking of are idiots with keyboards in front of them that wouldn't say this stuff out to their mailman. They hide their racism. And there's so much racism in the world. There really is. Like calling other people out for what they deem as racist. It's funny to me. Most people wouldn't do that in their regular everyday life. They'll do it with a keyboard in front of them.
Well, speaking of dumb people.
Nice segue.
I love this. You know,
okay.
There's a lot of different kinds of Republicans out there. There's your regular Republicans whom I can get down with. Then there's your Trump Republicans who I can't get down with. Then there's your Trump Republicans who wear the damn MAGA hat out in public. Alyssa Milano claims, she made the opinion that she stated that the MAGA hat is the new KKK hood. Do you agree with her?
No.
You don't? I do.
No. You're dicing people up into categories that fit your agenda that you're speaking of right now. How about this? Let me propose another agenda to you. There are people that think that America was going in the wrong direction, and there are people that think that America was going in the right direction. The people that think that America was going in the wrong direction and that were sold that agenda from Trump, they went out and they bought into this phrase, make America great again, because they thought that the country was going in the wrong direction. So they all went out and got that red hat that's a Republican color and a Republican hat, and they're supporting their team, much like someone supports their local football team. And they're wearing it. That's it. That's the end of it. I don't think anyone wearing that hat agrees with every silly thing that every person online agrees with. That's what I propose to you.
Well, I hope.
Are you peeing?
Yes.
Oh God.
I have to drink even more. I haven't been peeing during the show recently, but because of my procedure, I have to drink even way more water than usual to help the swelling go down. So I am basically drowning myself in water. Let me get back on track. Hold on. Well, let's move on briefly. Just now we're getting towards the end. John Travolta has really embraced his bald head. This is what I don't get.
Okay.
Well, actually, you know, I do get it. It's not a surprise. John Travolta, for decades, has been wearing wigs. Mm-hmm. By the time the technology, the procedures, the surgery was good enough for him to have had a hair transplant, mm-hmm. he probably was already fully bald by then. Mm-hmm. And if you're fully bald, there's not a good surgeon that's going to operate on you because it's going to look fake. it's not going to look good if you're fully bald already. But he has recently been out and about without any wigs, and I love that he is embracing that and showing that part of himself. Mm-hmm. And he also, in a new interview, was praising Scientology.
Of course.
Saying that it saved his life after his son's death.
Okay.
And I won't say anything else because that is a sensitive topic, but I just hope he can get rid of Scientology like he got rid of his wigs. Also, Alec Baldwin, an update on all of his drama with his parking spot where he allegedly attacked somebody. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's been able to buy himself out of jail and mm-hmm. reached a settlement and an agreement, and he's just been ordered to anger management classes, which hopefully he could really benefit from because he's been needing that for a while. And I've got an update, a sad update on the death of Diddy's ex and mother of several of his children, Kim Porter. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were left wondering, what did she die from? What happened? According to the coroner's report, she died of not just pneumonia, but a specific type of pneumonia, which, you know, I didn't even know that there were different kinds of pneumonia. Mm-hmm. She had lobar pneumonia. Have you ever heard that?
Never heard of it,
It's just sad because, you know, pneumonia can kill you. Take care of yourselves, my friends. Mm-hmm. I love you. I want you to be around a long time. All right, on to our Bachelor segment.
I told you that there were two beauty queens, and I had an inkling that they were going to go head-to-head, and they did. It was so awesome. It was great TV. You've got one girl who, when the makeup came off, I said to my girlfriend, I go, "Who's that?" And she goes, "Oh, that's the beauty queen." I said, "Oh, she looks completely different." So anyhow, the makeup came off. And by the way, if you're a guy, that's the weirdest thing in the world when you meet a girl and she's – and by the way, I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm just saying she looks completely different. Like, I don't think I would be able to pick her out of a lineup. What was the other celebrity picture that came out this week? Oh, I know. Carrie Underwood. That baby picture.
She looked the same. What are you talking about?
Perez, if you would have put that picture in front of me, if you would have said, "I'll give you 50 guesses of who this person is," I promise you, I swear to you on my life, there is no way I would have guessed it was her. I had no idea. I didn't know that's what she looked like under all of that makeup. She looks the same to you?
Yeah.
Not to me. But this girl on The Bachelor, she gets into it with this other girl. She went and she snitched on her and said that she's a bad person, which is the dumbest move ever on The Bachelor. You don't do that. You don't get involved with other people's relationship.
Pause for a minute. Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of strategy to The Bachelor? Like, can you get further ahead by playing mind games or doing any things like that?
No. I find that if you try to, historically on the show, if you try to throw another girl under the bus and the guy hasn't seen it firsthand himself, he's going to think that you're a crazy bitch. And that works in real life too. You don't want somebody coming up to you constantly going, "Well, I heard this person did this and that and the other." You have to figure it out on your own. And anytime you go and snitch on another girl, you end up looking like an asshole. You get egg on your face and they never end up believing you in the first place. It's never a good tactic. And we witnessed that last week. These two girls hate each other and it's awesome. So I'm totally enjoying that.
What about the dude's personality, or how's he coming across?
He's fine so far. He's naked all of the time.
I like that.
Oh my God. He can't be naked enough. He looks like a deer in the headlights still. It's still like a lot of girls coming at him. You could tell he's not sure how to play some of these girls. It's too early in the competition. There's too many girls. So you're just kind of watching that. But I just like seeing the girls without their makeup on, and when they sit around with each other and they got some wine in them and they just start spouting off about things, that's the best part of the show.
Is it still 2 hours long?
Still 2 hours. It's 2 hours every week, yeah.
Things should not be longer than an hour every week.
If you have wine, it's fine. I'll be back on the wine train next week. Dry January, thank God, is almost over. Wine moves it along a little quicker,
I guess. But I would rather, not that I watch, but I'd be more down if it was twice a week for an hour each time instead of just once a week for 2 hours.
You can fast forward. What I like to do is join it around halfway through. Like, I'll have dinner And if the show starts at 8, I'll start watching at 9, and I'll have it on the DVR so I can blow through most of the commercials. I think a lot of people do that.
Well, I got a couple of Bachelor-related stories for you. First, Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor, has got himself a new girlfriend.
Really?
Who is a reporter that's obsessed with The Bachelor, who's interviewed him a bunch of times.
No.
Yes, loves the show, and now they're dating. She's an Entertainment Tonight correspondent. Her name is Lauren Zima.
Never heard of her.
They're a hot couple. They made their public debut as a couple together this past weekend at the SAG Awards functions. Speaking of The Bachelor, Bachelorette. You watch The Bachelorette sometimes or never?
I watch it. Yeah, I just don't like it as much. Obviously, it's a bunch of dudes.
But you've watched it.
I have watched it, yeah.
This guy was one of the breakout stars of The Bachelorette franchise, Chad Johnson.
Oh, I love Chad. I just saw him the other night.
You saw him? Where'd you see him?
He was up at the radio station doing an interview, and I talked to him for a few minutes. Nice guy.
Well, he is now dating Kendra Wilkinson. Huh. Also a reality TV star.
Interesting.
It gives me hope. You know, even evil dudes need and deserve and get love, too.
Yeah. Boy, he was a fun watch. I wanted him to be The Bachelor.
Speaking of reality TV stars, contradicting what she had previously said that she was going to stand by her man, Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice, however you want to say her name, says that now when her husband is released from jail and deported, that they will be going their separate ways.
Wow. Good.
Duh. And finally, let's just end things because you were complaining about pessimism or heavy on positivity. It made me happy to see this one photo go viral of Angelina and Jolie and her family selling organic dog treats at their local park for charity and being a normal mom, doing normal mom things and doing something positive and good and for charity. So that made me happy.
All right.
You know, I wish technology were advanced enough that a car existed where I could record the podcast in the car and you couldn't tell I was in the car. But I think that
I can tell when you're in the bathroom, okay?
I think that'll come eventually. Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, the luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. While you can't put a price tag on your stories now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof, watch as they bump up your value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet so you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas. Let's take some calls.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. This is Mia from Seattle. Booker, I've had a crush on you for years.
Wow.
Oh, so my God.
I love you.
Liar.
And I listened to Sheena's podcast the other day. The only reason I listened to it was because you said you were going to be on there. Because to be honest, Sheena's like my least favorite on Vanderpump Rules. And I have to say, Perez, she is shady AF. She was totally instigating that whole time. What do you think about her now? Like, be honest. Do you think she's kind of a bitch for what she did? I think that if you guys are going to go on another podcast, you should totally go on Smithy and Joey's. They're the only other one I listen to. Anyways,
who?
Love the podcast.
Snooki and Joey?
Oh, I would love to. I've been on their podcast before. I would love to be back on again.
Cool.
You know, we talked about what happened on our podcast last week, how she basically skipped the foreplay and went straight to penetration is the way to describe it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I said, I love penetration. I'm a big boy. I can handle any question or any topic. I just wouldn't have led with that.
Right.
And then she heard that clip and ended up texting me, which was really nice of her. Mm-hmm. And she said that her show, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. Every show works differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
She, I'm sure, is very involved in her show, but she also has producers or a producer that works with her on her show, and mm-hmm. there's certain things that they plan ahead and they want to do and play games and this and then the other. And that topic about Heath Ledger was something that they wanted to bring up. And she said she was nervous and she just brought it up at the beginning, and she wasn't even planning to bring it up at the beginning, but she did it just to get it out of the way.
Right.
So I believe her, and like, I don't care.
Perez is not a little delicate flower, honey. I mean, he could kind of take anything, even if it was the biggest asshole in the world coming at him. Perez is a big boy. He would brush it off like a little piece of dust.
I love instigating, so I'm glad. I'm glad she did it too.
Yeah, at least it was. I didn't hear it, but it sounds like it was something interesting, which is good. So there you go.
But yeah, you guys text Snooki. I would love to be back on her podcast. Mm.
I love Lala.
Text her, not text her, tweet her.
I'm so into Vanderpump this season. It has just gotten so good. Jax and his marriage, and I'm just waiting for that to fall apart. That's going to be awesome. And
does she have a podcast, Lala?
Don't know if Lala does. She dates this old ugly dude that's like a movie producer or something. He did that Gotti movie. Oh, I think it's like up for every Razzie or Rotten Tomato, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it looks terrible. But she's so hot. She's so smoking. And last week, her boobs were the star of the show. And she was having some party or something, and her boobs were out. And she was making flyers with her boobs on it. And I'm loving, just loving this season. And James Kennedy, this guy, he's a Brit. And he just says the most inappropriate things. So you know I love him. And they're trying to get him thrown out of the bar where he was. Works and stuff, and all the girls are rallying against him, and it's fun. It's just a good watch. I'm really loving Vanderpump this year. They're doing a good job this season.
Awesome. Well, I'm still not going to watch.
It's good. I really like the drama. Here we go.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. My name is Jennifer. I'm from Tampa, Florida. I have a question. I know, Perez, that you said you have trouble separating the art from the artist. Booker, you're a little bit different. Here's where I'm having an issue. I love Drake. I love him. I love his music. I listen to him all the time. But now that video came out where he pulled the 17-year-old girl on stage, is touching her and feeling on her. He asks how old she is. She says 17. And then he says something nasty, like, oh, I like the way her breasts feel on me. So should I stop listening to Drake? Is that a reason? If the age of consent or whatever is 17, is it still creepy? Is he still kind of child molestery? I don't know. I need help. What do you
child molestery?
In this instance, I don't think it's creepy at all. She's 17, and also this is an old video, so Drake was a lot younger then. They were closer together in age than he is now. And also, he was young and starting out. I don't think he would do anything like that now. I think he's grown and evolved and more aware of what things would be perceived like and what is appropriate or not. But no, she was 17. That is legal. And also, there's dudes that date, you know, if you're a 40-year-old and you're dating a 16-year-old, that's wrong. But there are probably some dudes that would date a 17-year-old girl, and that would probably still be frowned upon. But mm-hmm. having a playful moment when you're in your mid or early 20s with a 17-year-old, I didn't think that's child molestery or very problematic. I thought it was dumb, dude, typical, stupid bro.
My problem with that call is, and no offense to you, love, but the fact that you can't think for yourself.
Oh, stop it.
No. You've got this thing between your ears.
She's asking her opinion.
No. She's like, what should I do?
She just wanted to be on the podcast and came up with a question.
Look deep inside of yourself and ask
yourself. You're such an asshole.
Go listen, me. Listen, me. And me offended.
I don't even want you to continue talking. This is why I'm so perplexed. This is why I'm so confused whenever I hear anybody say in a call or tweet that Booker is their favorite. You like assholes, okay? If Booker is your favorite, you're an asshole too.
This is the difference between you and me right here, right this middle of the road. I don't understand when people can't make they can't decide for themselves.
I explained it to you.
No. I get her wanting to be on the show, but she definitely was confused and wasn't sure how to think. I'm saying to her, think for yourself. We're in a society where no one can think for themselves anymore. No. The girl needs to be on the bandwagon with everybody on something. How about this? Ask yourself, self, am I offended? Maybe I am.
I am sure she can think for herself, and she just wanted to come up with a good question to be on our show because she loves me so much.
I appreciate her call. Here, one more call.
Hi, guys. It's Brandy calling from Vancouver Island. I just finished watching the R. Kelly series, and I found it kind of weird that they were calling his house a sex cult, and although a lot of the girls living in the house are now of age, that he's holding them captive and not treating them properly. And I found it very similar to Hugh Hefner and the girls that he had living in his house. I mean, Hugh Hefner openly had barely legal girlfriends that he was obviously having sex with living in his house for decades, and nobody said anything about that. I'm just wondering about the two similarities and what you guys think about that. Okay, thanks.
Well, I don't see them similar at all, because from my understanding, and I'm clearly not a Hugh Hefner expert, mm-hmm. but I don't believe there has been one single woman amidst the dozens that lived in the Playboy Mansion and had relations with Hugh Hefner. I don't think one of them ever said a negative thing about him and how he treated them.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. If
I've never heard anything myself. I don't know.
Well, if you guys want to be on our podcast, please be warned. Booker may be an asshole to you if you ask a question.
that was a very solid response. And I appreciate her call. I just don't understand why people can't think for themselves.
But I love everybody who listens, and I love all the questions. So call us at 800-721-1185. And also, if you like our show, I mentioned previously that I was on Spencer and Heidi's podcast. I think you'd really enjoy Make Spidey Famous Again on Podcast One. Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag, you know them and love them or hate them or love to hate them from The Hills, and their miracle baby Gunner are taking over The Hills again in their never-ending quest to be famous celebrities one more time. They're tackling everything pop culture with the help of their A-list friends. Check out Make Spidey Famous Again every Monday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And make sure you all tweet Snooki to book me on her show again. And make sure you all share our podcast, give us positive reviews, do everything you can to help. Or even better, if you're a TV person, put us on fucking TV. Love you. Have a great week.
Goodbye.
So you're saying with Hilton Honors, I can use points for a free night stay anywhere?
Anywhere.
What about fancy places like the Canopy in Paris?
Yeah, Hilton Honors, baby.
Or relaxing sanctuaries like the Conrad in Tulum?
Hilton Honors, baby.
Ooh, what about the 5-star Waldorf Astoria in the Maldives?
Are you going to do this for all 7,000 hotels and resorts?
When you want points that can take you anywhere, it matters where you stay. Hilton for the stay.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.